Cheers, viewers of Madini Channel. Our beloved master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that that person who recites 1,000 times Durood Sharif daily, insha'Allah azza wa jal, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah. Viewers of Madini Channel, many times we feel uneasy, we feel tired, we feel sick, and no medication is helping us. Then when we look towards spiritual cure, we find out that we have evil eyes or bad nazar. Sometimes while sleeping at night, we hear the baby crying uncontrollably and we don't know what is the reason for this. Dearest viewers of Madini Channel, what is the cure for evil eyes? What is the wazifa to remove bad nazar? Today we will ask Muballigh Dawat Islami, what is the wazifa to recite when someone is affected by an evil eye or by bad nazar?
This problem of nazar bad or evil eye is very common, and is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. There's one ayah that I will read, and this is in Surah Qalam, ayat number 51.
وَإِن يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ.
Translation from Ganzul Iman. Indeed, the disbelievers seem as if they will topple you with the evil eyes when they hear the Quran, and they say, indeed, he is not in the right mind. And also Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu has mentioned that you can read this ayah as well when a person is afflicted with evil eye, that means with nazar bad, and then must make dam. Allahumma azhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. And the meaning of this translation, O Allah, remove the cold, the heat and the calamity of this evil eye from him. Keep watching Madni channel. Inshallah, it will guide you and make you successful in the dunya and in the akhirah.